from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Trump administration has been dealt a severe blow in its immigration policy today, as the United States Supreme Court refused to hear the administration's appeal of a lower court order that requires the administration to continue accepting renewal applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. Now, what made the appeal unusual is that the administration sought to bypass the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco and go directly to the Supreme Court. In a brief unsigned comment, the justices said they assume the Court of Appeals will proceed expeditiously to decide the case. A judge in New York also has ruled in favor of immigrants challenging the end of DACA, and that case is expected to proceed to the Federal Appeals Court in New York. President Trump had set March the 5th as the end date for the DACA program. The court order says applications must be accepted indefinitely. DACA has provided protection from deportation and work permits for about 800,000 young people, many of whom were brought to the U.S. illegally. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered a daily humanitarian pause in Moscow's airstrikes on Syrian rebels, a five-hour window to let civilians escape from the clashes near Damascus. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said starting Tuesday, the Russian stand-down would run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time with the goal of avoiding civilian casualties. Putin's order comes 2 days after the shaky start of a 30-day ceasefire across Syria, unanimously demanded by the UN Security Council. Fighting has continued in eastern Ghouta outside Damascus, with at least 10 people killed Monday, according to activists, as airstrikes and bombing resumed. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.